Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is becoming the new factory of the world by transforming itself from a workforce to a world force. Addresses NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister says this year's Union Budget aims to make agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Virtually addresses post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says tax collection in the country is well managed today due to efficient use of technology. Rescue and relief operations underway at Marna village in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand to locate the remaining six missing persons, 49 rescued. And in ICC Champions Trophy, South Africa to take on England in the final Group B match at Karachi in a short while. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India, addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said, "Today India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and it is not being manufactured as new things are happening every day." He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river.
पूरी दुनिया हैरान है कि कैसे एक अस्थाई शहर में एक टेम्पररी व्यवस्था नदी के तट पे करोड़ों लोगों का आना और पवित्र स्नान करके भाव से भर जाना आज दुनिया भारत की ऑर्गेनाइजिंग और इनोवेटिंग स्किल्स देख रही है.
He added that for decades the world referred to India as their back office, but now India is becoming the new factory of the world and it is no longer just a workforce but instead becoming a world force.
साथियों, दशकों तक दुनिया भारत को अपना बैक ऑफिस कहती थी, लेकिन आज भारत न्यू फैक्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बन रहा है. हम सिर्फ वर्कफोर्स नहीं, वर्ल्ड फोर्स बन रहे हैं. कभी हम जिन चीजों का इंपोर्ट करते थे, आज देश उनका इमर्जिंग एक्सपोर्ट हब बन रहा है. जो किसान कभी लोकल मार्केट तक ही सीमित था, आज उसकी फसल पूरी दुनिया के बाजारों तक पहुंच रही है.
The Prime Minister said that he had put forth the vision of vocal for local and local for global to the nation, and today this vision is turning into reality. He said now the Ayush products and yoga have become global from local.
Kai saal pehle maine vocal for local and local for global ka vision desh ke samne rakha tha. Aaj hum is vision ko sachchai mein badalte hue dekh rahe hain. आज हमारे यहाँ आयुष प्रोडक्ट्स और योग लोकल से ग्लोबल हो गए हैं. दुनिया में कहीं पर भी जाइए, कोई न कोई तो योग को जानने वाला मिलेगा ही.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this year's Union Budget aims to make the agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said we are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. He said considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride. Mr. Modi said we are moving towards together to major goals, which is development of the agriculture sector and prosperity of villages.
विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की ओर बढ़ रहे भारत के संकल्प बहुत स्पष्ट हैं. हम सभी मिलकर एक ऐसे भारत के निर्माण में जुटे हैं जहां किसान समृद्ध हो, किसान सशक्त हो. हमारा प्रयास है कि कोई किसान
पीछे न छूटे, हर एक किसान को आगे बढ़ाएं। हमने कृषि को विकास का पहला इंजन मानते हुए अपने अन्नदाताओं को गौरवपूर्ण स्थान दिया है।
The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agriculture productivity in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Governor of Manipur Ajay Kumar Balla, Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka and other senior officials attended the meeting. This is the first such meeting after the imposition of the president's rule in the state last month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the tax collected by the government from the public is much well managed today due to the efficient use of technology. She made these remarks while addressing the gathering at the 49th Civil Accounts Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Lauding the public financial management system, the finance minister emphasized that it continues to support the Digital India initiative of the government to ensure that government services are made available to citizens electronically. She said the system serves 60 crore beneficiaries with transparency. Talking about the central and the state schemes, Ms. Sitharaman said that this system manages 1,211 schemes, out of which 1,100 are under direct benefit transfer.
1,200 central and state schemes, of which 1,100 are DBT schemes. So off the cuff, when citizens are receiving their pensions or any other allowance that they should get, whether it is for the gas cylinder that they buy, everything is going via direct payment. So there are no middlemen, no unborn children getting allowances. Everybody who receives has a biometric verified account into which the money goes.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw visited Ahmedabad railway station and inspected the ongoing redevelopment work. Addressing the media, the minister shared that the station's design has been revised to incorporate heritage elements following public requests. Key features such as the toran, a cultural symbol of Gujarat, will be included at the entrance, reflecting the city's rich tradition. Mr. Vaishnaw said the most modern structural construction technology is being used to redevelop Ahmedabad railway station, which is set to be completed within the next 3.5 years.
आज की मोस्ट मॉडर्न डिजाइन टेक्नोलॉजी है वो सब इसमें अहमदाबाद के स्टेशन में यूज की गई है तो उसमें डिटेल में डिस्कशन करके पूरी डिजाइन को शहर के आर्किटेक्चर के हिसाब से रिवाइज किया गुजरात के कल्चर के हिसाब से ये जो तोरण द्वार है ये अपने शहर के गुजरात के कल्चर के हिसाब से है और जो पूरा फ्रंट एलिवेशन का डिजाइन है वो अहमदाबाद की हेरिटेज के हिसाब से पूरी तरह से नया डिजाइन किया गया।
Union Minister for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers, Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with Minister of State for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers, Anupriya Patel, today flagged off the chariot and 10 other vehicles of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana in New Delhi. The Jan Aushadhi Jan Chetana Saptah is being organized from today till the 7th of March. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda urged everyone to make Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana a public movement or a Jan Andolan. The minister also urged people to talk about it with their relatives and friends so that they can also avail the benefits. He said it is the government's responsibility to provide the medicines to people at lower rates and the government has done its responsibility.
जन चेतना के माध्यम से जो 7 मार्च हम जन औषधि दिवस मना रहे हैं और महत्वाकांक्षी लक्ष्य लेकर के प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में हम सब लोगों ने तय किया है कि 2027 तक हम 25,000 केंद्र तक पहुंच जाएंगे तो एक लंबी यात्रा हम कर पा रहे हैं जहां हमने 80 केंद्रों से शुरू किया था आज हम 15,000 केंद्रों पर खड़े हैं हम 20,000 इस साल के अंत तक कर लेंगे और 25,000 हम अगले साल तक कर लेंगे।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Relief and rescue operations continue in Mana village of Chamoli district in Uttarakhand following a severe avalanche. So far, 49 workers have been rescued safely, while efforts are underway to locate the remaining six. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected area to assess the situation and review the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government.
The second day of the rescue and relief operations is underway near Mana village following the avalanche. Despite challenging conditions, teams from Army, ITBP, NDRF and SDRF are working tirelessly to rescue the remaining trapped workers as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the Mana region today to assess the ongoing rescue efforts. He met with Army personnel and officials from rescue agencies in Joshimath to get a detailed briefing on the operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke with Chief Minister over phone to review the rescue operations. He discussed the ongoing efforts to safely evacuate the trapped workers and inquired about the prevailing weather conditions, including rain and snowfall in the state. The Prime Minister assured all possible support from central government to deal with any emergency situation. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
After heavy rain and snowfall in Himachal Pradesh, the day began with sunshine amidst light clouds in most areas today. Due to this snowfall and rain, daily life in the tribal regions of the state has been severely affected. However, with the weather clearing up, efforts to restore electricity, water supply and reopen blocked roads in the affected areas have been expedited. More from our correspondent.
After heavy rain and snowfall, normal life has not yet returned to many places in the state. Incidents of snowfall and landslides have disrupted traffic on over 550 roads, including five national highways. Additionally, more than 2,263 electricity transformers and over 270 water supply schemes have been affected. However, with clear weather today, the concerned department have accelerated efforts to restore electricity, water and transportation. Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Pangi, Bharmaur and Dodrakwar remain cut off from the rest of the world. Considering the weather conditions, a holiday Today has been declared today in educational institutions in Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti districts, as well as in Pangi in Chamba and Manali, Banjar and Kullu subdivisions of Kullu district. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has stated that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky should apologize to President Trump for their heated exchange at the Oval Office. Rubio's remarks came after Zelensky's verbal clash with U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Vance at the White House. Speaking to media, Secretary Rubio said that there was no need for Zelensky to become antagonistic. He emphasized that Trump wants to end the conflict and bring the Russians to the negotiating table. President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky got into a verbal spat in the Oval House at the White House last night. The fiery exchange began with President Trump telling reporters that President Zelensky harbors a kind of hatred for Russia's President Vladimir Putin, making it tough for him to get a deal. In response, Zelensky told President Trump that there should be no compromise with Putin in negotiating a resolution to the war. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, England won the toss and opted to bat first against South Africa in the final league match of Group B in Karachi. In the Women's Premier League cricket today, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at the same venue in Bengaluru. The centre has amended the passport rules, making birth certificates issued by appropriate authorities the only proof of date of birth for passport applicants born on or after 1st of October 2023. An official notification has been issued effecting the amendment to the passport rules of 1980. Under the new norms, the Passport Amendment Rules 2025, birth certificates issued by the Registrar of Births and Deaths, the Municipal Corporation or any other authority empowered under the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969 will be accepted as proof of date of birth. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is becoming the new factory of the world by transforming itself from a workforce to a world force. Addresses NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister says this year's union budget aims to make agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Virtually addresses post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says tax collection in the country is well managed today due to efficient use of technology. And in ICC Champions Trophy, England won the toss and opted to bat first against South Africa at Karachi. And with that, we end the midday news.